Thanks for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. If you're hearing this intro, it's because you're not listening to the premium feed. Access to that feed is free, and you can sign up at vansage.com to get it. So why sign up for the premium feed? Well, for one, valuable exclusive content. I'll say more about that at the end of this episode. This episode is for the full-time campervan dweller or those doing longer trips lasting months or years, weeks, months or years, and maybe even for the retiree or those of us who have more time on our hands because we're not 40 to 80 hours a week at a job and doing 2 weeks of vacation a year. You're going to have free time on your hands, and you're going to be untethered from the trappings of an expensive house or an apartment. And my question is, has it dawned on you that you can do pretty much whatever you want? I've kind of had to face this a time or two. Since you'll likely have extra time on your hands, what will you do with it? And the idea that came to me a while ago with regard to this was, you know, what childhood activities did I give up when I started chasing the American dream? And that was around college time and, you know, my first full-time jobs and being dedicated to some company versus the free time that I had as a child. I'll give you a couple of examples, pretty obvious ones. But think of yourself as a child playing alone in your room. What did you dream of doing? You know, what did you do with your toys? What toys did you love? Maybe you always wanted to care for and ride horses, but never got the chance. You know, most of our parents couldn't afford horses and feed and care and veterinary bills. It's a very expensive hobby. But did you know that there are ranches pretty much all over the United States where you can pay to care for and ride horses, or even volunteer and do so for free? I guarantee you, in certain parts of the country, there are people who would, if you're physically capable, who would love to have you come help take care of their horses. Or maybe you always wanted to drive race cars. Well, so F1 drivers, which is arguably the ultimate professional race car experience, they often start with go-karts as children, go-kart racing. I saw a documentary recently about little 9-year-old kids winning, you know, dozens of high-powered, very fast go-kart races. And by the way, all these kids in this documentary were better drivers than any of us, just really incredible athletes behind the wheel of go-karts. And then they move on to something like midget racers or other things like that, and eventually into F3, F2, before they ever get a chance to even to sit in an F1 car. So point is, anyone can drive a go-kart. If you want to be a race car driver, you can do it. And if you have enough money, you can go, I think in Vegas, actually I know in Vegas, you can go drive an F1 car. I think that's very expensive, and I don't think you're really going to learn much. It would be a thrill, but anyway, that's a bit off topic. The point is, what did you do as a child? What did you play with as a child that you put down at some point because it was unrealistic or you didn't have the time? So the point is to get you thinking about that thing you had to give up to be a grown-up. So here's my tip. Get out your favorite journal and write down as many things as you can that you had to give up as a child and now you might have time for, or even money for, that you didn't then. Because van life is amazing and there are a lot of wonderful things you can do with it, but it doesn't take up all your time, especially once you get good at it. You know, driving from campsite to campsite is great, but if you go boondock on some BLM land and you've got weeks of time to kill, unless you're an avid outdoors person and never get tired of hiking or reading or watching movies, you're going to need something to fill your time. And why not take another look back at your childhood, at the things that you gave up. And like for me, I recently went through all of my, a lot of old possessions that I had in storage. And, you know, I found stuff from my childhood that was, I had forgotten about. And it sparked ideas for things to do. I've always been into crafts and art and designing things and building cool stuff and modeling and all that. I love to work with my hands. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I think about it from childhood and I go, oh yeah, that was a bad project because, you know, it didn't go right. And I had to throw that RC plane away because I just didn't know what I was doing. I was too little and didn't understand how to, well, now I can do it if I want to. Of course, there are limitations in regards to space and stuff like that. But heck, I could build an RC plane in my van if I wanted to. Anyway, I don't know if I'm going to do that, but I'll let you know what I do decide to do from my childhood, if anything. Although, to be honest with you, I pretty much satisfied most of that stuff. And now it's about business building and running vansage.com and some artwork that I do professionally as well. So that's where I'm at with most of those things. But where are you at? Pop over to vansage.com and leave a comment on a blog post or send me an email at podcast@vansage.com. We'll chat about it. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, good luck out there. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the road. Once again, if you're hearing this, it's because you're not getting the premium feed. Head over to vansage.com and enter your email address for exclusive access to free, valuable stuff. So, what do you get? This is a daily podcast, but we only release 6 episodes on this public feed each week. Episode 7 is only for premium members. When you sign up at vansage.com, not only do you get early access to the Campervan podcast episodes, you also get episode 7. Each week, I'll send you a link to download in advance all 7 episodes for that week. Also, you get the vansage.com newsletter that includes exclusive articles and links to awesome van life stuff not available on the site or the podcast. I won't spam you or sell your email address. That would be ridiculous. I value your trust and promise not to abuse it. Again, all this is free, so head to vansage.com and enter your email address. Don't miss out on the valuable, free, exclusive extras. Okay, I have a favor to ask you. Please help get the word out. Nothing beats word of mouth, and the best way to achieve that in the modern era is to share the link to the Campervan podcast on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, your blog, YouTube channel, or other platforms. You can also send it old school style via email or even text message. Also, iTunes reviews are much appreciated. If you feel compelled to head over to iTunes and give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the road. About me, and I need this morning. It's my fault I've been crying.